This is Avi Ziv of the Stories of Mahabharata. Sorry for the low voice, but it's not safe out here in the forest. They say there are demons. I'm embedded in the Kailasha Mountains with the Pandava brothers and their wife Draupadi. They're in exile, you see, and trying to come up with a plan and enough weapons to recapture their kingdom. You can hear them sitting around the fire and chanting as they do every night. They say it helps. Anyway, I just wanted to say that once a week, I download the latest episode and listen to the Audio Drama Production Podcast. Gotta go now. Bye.
Welcome to the Audio Drama Production Podcast. This is the weekly show for anyone who's interested in the making of audio drama. My name's Matthew, and on this week's show, we have an excellent contribution segment from Mr. John Ballantyne of Campfire Radio Theatre. And as we've said before on the show, we really love to hear people's contributions. We love to get a variety of opinions on the show. So if you're writing or producing audio drama at any level whatsoever, even if you're literally just starting out and producing your first show, don't feel that you can't send something in to us. We'd really love to hear from you. And I know that you'll have a unique perspective that you could bring to the table in this big old discussion that we have on a weekly basis. So get any contributions sent in to us, either in WAV form or a decent quality MP3 file, to podcast@audiodramaproduction.com. Right then, let's go and hear from Mr. Ballantyne.
Hi there, I'm John Ballantyne, and I produce Campfire Radio Theatre. I thought it might be kind of fun to do a segment on sound design and how it relates to modern audio drama. So I'm going to end up using a few snippets from our own show, sort of illustrate what I've done to create some of the sound effects that we use. Obviously, what we do is a horror show, so there's a lot of opportunities to do some pretty cool effects. Obviously, gore effects and things of that nature, but really, doing an anthology opens you up to having to do just about anything with sound. You never know exactly what you're going to be faced with until you really come up with a script and start paging through it and looking at what all you've just gotten yourself into, or what all you've written yourself into, in my case. Anyway, we're going to look at the challenges and what all is involved in creating the specific sound that you're going for. Okay, just to get started, here's one of my favorite sounds, and it sounds kind of like a gun being readied, a chamber being loaded. It's that very familiar sound you hear in a lot of movies when somebody's got a gun on somebody. And that sound is probably even more important in audio drama, because you don't have any indication of a gun unless somebody says, "Hey, I'm holding a gun, don't move." And you really don't want to do that so much if you can avoid it. So you use this sound and really clue people in. It's a very simple sound to make, actually. This isn't an actual gun. It's an ice cream scoop. And it makes a very cool, it's like one of the cool ones that has the little trigger on it that allows you to get the scoop of ice cream out of the scoop a lot easier. And it's a nice little cheat. It does sound sort of like a gun. And I've often thought, if someone was in the house and I needed for them to think that I had a gun on them, I could just grab an ice cream scoop and make that very distinctive noise. Of course, I, you know, would probably end up getting shot. But hey, you know, it might save you. It might be a decent bluff if you don't have another weapon ready to go. And you know, there you go. There's another tip, survival tip, that not only helps with audio drama but could save your life. All right, here's another example of one of my all-time favorites, and it's something easy that you can do, you can find around the house. It's, you know, to me it sounds like, hopefully it sounds the same way to you, like the sound of someone walking in the snow. And it's actually just me with a bowl of cornstarch, just squeezing it and making that rather distinctive packed snow noise, and you can mix it with a few other things, maybe some ice chips or things to make the consistency of the snow sound different. But it's a very easy effect to create the sound of footsteps in the snow. You know, it's something very easy to do, like I say. And you know, if you need that effect, it really helps paint a picture. Those are a couple of little fun effects you can produce with things sitting around the house. Now we're going to kind of move on to the more advanced class and talk a little bit more about more complex sound design, which ultimately you will start to get into if you're really doing this seriously. A couple of years ago, we did a recreation of War of the Worlds and sort of put our own little spin on it. Tried to do something a little different with it, and that was a very challenging script because we had to create the sounds of these Martian war machines, the tripods. We had to create the sound of a lot of wholesale destruction in urban settings, and we had to create the sound of the aliens themselves. And it involved mixing a lot of different layers and really doing the things that a sound designer would be challenged with doing in a film sort of setting. This is the scene where the Martians arrive. It's a pretty complex scene. This is the scene isolated without any of the characters' dialogue. And there's a lot of different things going on in this scene. Most of these sounds are a mix of public domain and Creative Commons sounds that are pulled from various sound libraries. You know, there are basic things sounds that I made myself, the sounds of footsteps on gravel and things of that nature. But most of this stuff is actually pulled from sound libraries, and a big part of sound design, unless you just want to go out and record all of these sounds yourself, which I would, you know, if I had been doing that, I would probably still be working on this episode. You really have to depend on other sound libraries to achieve some of the effects. There are over 50 different tracks in this scene, and actually probably closer to 100, because there are probably actually around 50 different stereo elements. With that in mind, it's a lot of different tracks, and there's a lot of different things going on at the same time. The biggest challenge in this scene was creating the sound of the Martian war machine itself, trying to figure out what it should sound like. The first order of business was to figure out what sort of power source would power the Martian tripod. And obviously you wanted something that sounded very alien. And I managed to, you know, find this effect in one of the libraries. It seemed to be perfect for that purpose. So this was one of the elements. The next step was to find something that sounded like the movements of the machine, the footsteps of a very large tripod alien machine. So I needed something that obviously sounded like impacts. One of the things that I found was the sound of a very large artillery gun going off. I played around with it a bit. Unfortunately, I don't even remember everything that I did. I added a bit of delay to it. And maybe a bit of reverb to achieve the ultimate effect that you get here. And also, I mixed it with several other impacts, and that ultimately created the effect of the Martian machine's movements. Well, this is actually the sound of the giant Martian war machines, of the movement, the mechanical movement. And this is part of a free sound pack from blast wave sound effects. I was playing around with it, and I thought, wow, I really need something to sound that sounds mechanical, but it also has to sound alien. And I really need it to sound like anything but what this sounds like. And I started playing around with it, and I ended up slowing it down. And what I came up with sounded a lot closer to what I was looking for. The next big thing I needed was the sound of a weapon of some sort, a Martian heat ray or laser beam or something very, very destructive. So I started looking at a couple of different options. There were things like laser blast and things like that that you can find in various free sound libraries online. A lot of them just sound cheesy and don't, you know, the stereotypical laser sound that you've heard in a lot of different places. What I finally settled on for the Martian weapon was this sound of either rockets or bottle rockets of some type taking off. These, when you added a little bit of delay to them, they had this really nice recoil type of effect that just sounded right. And once you added the noise of the sounds of destruction in the background when these weapons would go off, it really seemed to work well. So ultimately, you start mixing things together and putting all these different elements in one place, and you end up with something with a Martian war machine that sounds like this. Here's a snippet of the final scene with all the different elements, the sound effects, and dialogue combined.
Sir, what's going on? Sir, ma'am, can you tell me what's...
They're coming this way. The roads are all jammed. There's nothing to do but just run. Run!
My boyfriend, he's in my car. He just drove towards Bellwood.
Oh, God. He's driving right into them. You'd better come this way. They're not far. One of them just a few blocks away.
I've got to go back in and get my bag.
Forget it. There's no time.
Oh, my God.
Run!
Oh, my God, I see it.
Run! Run!
I'm still recording. I can get a picture.
You're crazy.
Get your ass under here. It's coming down the street. Those planes are coming back around. What are
they're trying to take that thing out. Now get in here, lady. Come on. Everybody, come on. Hurry!
You'll hear a lot of big explosions and things there toward the end that are overloading the mic on her cell phone that's basically recording all of this because it's sort of meant to be a found footage type of version of War of the Worlds. All the entire story is documented through her cell phone, which takes us to the next scene that we're going to look at. And what we're going to look at here is the alien autopsy scene, or what we think is an alien autopsy. It's something that is a lot of fun, creating these gore sound effects for a horror audio drama. And we'll get into sort of what we did to create some of these sounds. One thing that you discover when you're doing horror is a lot of times you want this sort of fleshy sound, this sort of moist, fleshy sound. And one of the best things for achieving that effect is just getting a can of dog food, grabbing a spoon and digging around in it. And it gives you this really, really pretty disgusting sound. It works extremely well. In this scene, we have the good doctor, the scientist who's digging around in the chest cavity of this alien, and this was just absolutely perfect for that. If you want to add a little extra layer of disgusting, you can take a fresh lettuce head and start peeling it back, and it starts to sound like, just use your imagination. And once again, you start putting all the elements of the scene together and mixing and adding the dialogue and the reverb to all these different elements, the appropriate room reverb, and it starts to sound a little like this.
The internal structure of the chest cavity is somewhat similar to that of a human. They appear to have a redundant heart-like organ. Rather useful, I suppose. It makes one wonder what might be an average lifespan for these creatures. The brain is housed and protected by a bony skull-like membrane. I am becoming somewhat concerned.
It's amazing what sound can suggest and what it can imply. There's so much sleight of hand to it and so many little tricks, and these are very easy little things that anybody can do. They've been done for years by sound effects guys going back to the days of old-time radio. They're done extremely well by sound designers and films and the group of folks that are doing audio drama now. It's really an art form unto itself. And the cool thing is, it can be a lot of fun. It's a big part of the fun of doing audio drama for me is playing with all of these different sound effects, whether they're things that I've recorded myself or things that someone else has recorded and put in a lovely little sound library for me to access. So that kind of concludes our Sound Design 101. I want to really thank the guys, Matthew and Robert, for indulging me here, letting me have the mic for a few moments. And I hope you've gotten something out of this. Best of luck in your own sound design and audio drama endeavors.
And I'm sure the thought of Mr. Ballantyne creeping round his house at 2:30 in the morning in his underpants, clicking an ice cream scoop at some would-be burglar downstairs in the kitchen is a mental image that will stay with both you and I for some months to come. But in all seriousness, thanks very much, John. A great segment. It actually got me thinking about some of the sound effects that I created myself a couple of years ago. It was when I went through a wee phase of recording and producing quite a lot of sound effects. It was partly due to the fact that I was doing my course at university at the time and we were creating a lot of sound effects for video games and things like that. But obviously making audio drama, it was something that I had more than a passing interest in. So let me just riff off the back of John and talk through some of these quite quickly. So first up, here is my gun sound. And as John maybe has his ice cream scoop, I've actually just got an old key, you know, one of the really traditional looking keys in a wooden door. And all I've done here is put the key in the door and turned it a couple of times quite slowly, locked the door slowly and back again, I think it was, taking it into my DAW, slowed it down a bit, pitched it down a bit, and it's a gun clicking. So you could probably tell what this one's supposed to be. It's a sword being drawn. I've never quite understood why a sword being drawn is supposed to sound like this, because it always looks like they're in sort of leather or kind of hide holders. But this sounds like a sword being drawn in a film, at least. And it's actually just a wallpaper scraper. It was when I moved into my new house a couple of years ago and we were scraping the walls, and one of the walls, it was the external wall, a stone wall, so just running the paper scraper up it created this sound, and I got the recorder out and started doing a bit of recording before I got her out from my wife for scrimping my duties as a decorator, which was better for everyone because I'm utterly hopeless at it. But there you go, that's a sword being drawn. Next up, I was actually quite proud of these. These are bows being fired, so arrows hitting the target. And this is a bit more complex. This was just due to quite a lot of experimentation. So we've got like a hard laminate floor, and I can't remember where I came up with the idea for doing this, but I was basically whipping a towel off the floor. Like I say, I've no idea how this kind of came about, but I was using the sound of the towel being whipped and hitting the floor, and I also took, when I took that into the DAW, as well as using that sound, I also reversed it and layered that in there. And when you hear the arrow hitting and you hear it kind of nestling in its target, which is probably the chest of some poor warrior riding into battle. That was actually, and you maybe got one of these yourself, like a bread knife, a big bread knife in the kitchen. You know how they've got those sort of thick wooden or plastic handles. So if you take, and watch not to cut yourself, but take the blade of the knife and put it on a table or some sort of hard surface and hold it down quite firmly. And then with your other hand, because you'll have the handle of the knife sticking out, just put your finger on it, press it down and let it go. And it kind of, you know, rattles up and down. And that's all that sound was a bread knife just being sort of rattled up and down, again recorded and layered into that sort of final effect. And you probably won't notice unless you've got really good headphones on, but when the arrow hits, there's also the infamous sound of, I think it was an orange or a mango being stabbed, just to give it that sort of wet, horrible, like, hitting sound as it punctures the guy's heart. So, yeah, some bow and arrow impact sounds. So next up, yeah, I was charged with creating a lot of sounds for a World War II game, which was difficult because, you know, gun sounds and explosion sounds, I wasn't really sure how to go about making these. So after a bit of reading up on it, reading up on sound design, I ended up doing a bit of experimentation on Adobe Audition with pink noise. So basically, generating some pink noise, taking it into the multi-track, layering it, changing the pitch, changing the volume levels, applying the envelope. So it was just a lot of experimentation, fading it in and changing the speed, just trying to get these explosion sounds. But again, something was missing. You know, you got these all right sounds if you were creating sound for a Mega Drive game, but I was looking for a bit more depth. So what I ended up doing was taking a plastic carrier bag, just the type of bag that you'll get in your average shop, and taking some gravel and setting the microphone up next to the bag and just taking a handful of gravel and gently sprinkling it onto the plastic bag. And I took the recording of that again into Adobe Audition, lowered the pitch and slowed it down, and instead of light bits of gravel falling onto a plastic bag, it actually sounded a lot more earthy, you know, like a grenade landed in the ground or a shell or something like that and exploded and fired all this dirt and rocks and everything up into the air. So it just gave it that wee bit more depth and a bit more realism. And lastly, if you've ever heard any of our own audio dramas, I've used this a few times now. Again, this came from a sound effects project at university where myself and my friend went up to a medieval reenactment to record some sounds. So it was like sword hits and some combat and things like that. And generally, this probably isn't the correct approach because you'll find that things in real life often sound a lot more disappointing than you would expect. So really, to record some medieval combat, going to a reenactment is probably the worst place to do that. You're actually better creating the soundscape yourself, because although everyone looked the part, they had their armour and their swords and everything like that, you've got a busy road, like maybe 100 yards away, you've got planes flying overhead, you've got all sorts of modern life sounds going on. But when we took our audio back to the computer, we were able just to isolate certain sounds. So it was like some of the chanting that they were doing, some of the sword hits and things like that were actually quite useful. So started to chop all these up and ended up with quite a comprehensive bank of different sounds. And after that, it was a case of just organising them in a sort of battle sound, but it still sounded very timid and there was really no vocalisations at all either. So coincidentally, we'd both recently recorded a lot of screams and roars as well for another game, so I decided to start pulling these into the soundscape and just layering them in there. So it really came alive at that point. It actually sounded like there were humans fighting instead of just a lot of, You know, it would have maybe passed for some sort of undead skirmish where no one was saying a word before. But again, it was still lacking in something. So I took some other ambient soundscapes that I'd recorded. I can't even remember what they were, but just general outdoor ambient tracks, and lowered and pitched them down beyond all recognition, to the point where they were just low vibration sounds. And you can hear in the end result, it just gives it that wee bit extra depth, doesn't it? It sounds a lot more vast, like two huge armies, the sort of scene that you might see in The Lord of the Rings, and it just gives it that extra dimension. And with soundscapes like that, that's just, sometimes you just need that icing on the cake. So there's some of my own efforts, like I say, from a couple of years ago now, but they are all on freesound.org. We've got an account on there where we were just sticking sounds up whenever we happened to create them. So I'll put links to that in the show notes. And I suppose the point here is just that, you know, between what John's demonstrated and what I've quickly nipped on and showed you there, is that there's no real right or wrong way to create sound effects. It's just a matter of looking around you, looking at what you've got in front of you, realising that things don't sound maybe as you would expect them to in real life, and just messing about with stuff, recording it, taking it into your DAW and messing with it and seeing what you could come up with. And if that's something that really, really interests you and you haven't heard it already, we actually did an episode with Rick Veers of Blastwave FX. He's probably like the top sound effects guy in the world. And he was on the show at some point last year, so I'll put that in the show notes as well. If you've not heard it, I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. And he wrote a book called The Sound Effects Bible, so that was a huge help when I was creating all this stuff, because it just gives you so many different ideas, and you know, you begin to understand what's possible when you just start looking at everything around you in a kind of different light and listening to it rather than looking at it. Anyway, I think that'll do us for this week, but if you've created any sounds or soundscapes yourself that you'd like to send in and explain how you did them, I'd really, really love to hear them, as I'm sure everyone else would as well. So get them sent in to us at podcast@audiodramaproduction.com. And remember, as I said at the start as well, if you've got any other segments, even if they're not related to soundscapes or sound effects in any way, it could be anything at all to do with what audio drama production, get them sent in as well. Right then, hope you enjoyed that. Have a good week, and we'll speak to you again in 7 days' time.